Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning again. I'm Deborah Becker, in for Bob Oakes. Well, political junkies may have sore necks this week trying to follow the increasingly sharp volleys from the presidential campaign trail. President Obama is taking issue with reports showing that presumptive Republican candidate Mitt Romney worked at Bain Capital until 2002, and that was 3 years longer than Romney originally said. Here's Romney speaking with Jan Crawford of CBS News, explaining that he owned Bain Capital, but he did not run the company after 1999, when he left to head up the Olympics.
I had no role whatsoever in the management of Bain after I went off to the Olympics. And that's been demonstrated by people who work at Bain, by all of the documents. But I still retain an ownership interest.
Then on Saturday, President Obama hit back in an interview with ABC News affiliate WJLA in Virginia Beach.
Most Americans figure if you're the chairman, CEO, and president of a company, that you are responsible for what that company does.
Romney's making some accusations against President Obama as well. He claims the president funneled federal funds to campaign cronies. Well, to help us digest this back and forth, we're joined this morning by our regular political analyst, Republican Todd Domke. Good morning.
Good morning, Deb.
Also, Democrat Dan Payne. Good morning.
Nice to be here.
Okay, this Bain back and forth. Are we going to continue to hear this all the way through the election, and why now?
Bain is a big issue because Romney's life is all tied into Bain. I mean, 35 years of his life. 4 years ago, Mike Huckabee said that Romney reminds you of the guy who laid you off. There are lots and lots of stories about what Bain did when it took over companies. Very few of them are flattering, and he's had to explain what it is he did or didn't do. If he had a simple, straight, honest answer, this issue would go away. But he doesn't seem to be able to tell something consistently clear about what his career at Bain was all about. And the other mistake he's made is he's told the news media, I've got a secret here. I'm not going to tell you what happened either at Bain or with my tax returns. So that's forcing the news media to follow this thing closely.
Mm. But would it be better for him to just release the tax returns and go forward, or to just say, I've got a secret?
Yes, he should release the tax returns. I mean, he's in a situation where members of his own party are telling him to release them. You know, we have to wonder what's in those returns that he is so reluctant to reveal. The only theory I've heard is that he suffered huge losses when the recession hit in 2008, and so he's carried those losses forward. And perhaps in 2009, he either didn't pay very many taxes or he paid no tax at all.
Okay, and Todd?
Well, I don't think we can speculate about what could be in the tax returns at all.
Well, we wouldn't have to speculate if he'd released them.
Well, that's true, but I think it's unfair to speculate. This is an issue that's hurting, though, and Republicans are worried about it. And Romney's problem is that he reportedly gave 20 years of tax returns to the John McCain presidential campaign when they were vetting him as a possible running mate. So if he was willing to give McCain 20 years, why is he only willing to give 2 years to the American people? So that's not going to fly, and the quicker he releases them, the better. On the other hand, we have to be honest. As strategists, because we don't know what's in them, we don't know if it could cause him such damage that afterward we'll say, geez, why did he release those? That really was foolish. There's probably some embarrassing stuff in them. Why? Not illegal, not cheating, but probably expenses and advantages that look like the wealthy benefit from a rigged system. And of course, in many ways they do. The tax code is riddled with loopholes crafted by high-priced lobbyists, and that in itself is scandalous.
This whole controversy over Bain and what he did or didn't do when he was there obviously is an issue among voters because some of the companies that lost jobs after Bain took over obviously took them over is an issue here about Romney's ability to create jobs and who he sympathizes with, and his tax return sort of falls into that whole picture. Is this Bain issue going to continue? Is he going to be able to get beyond this or no?
Well, we'll continue because the Obama campaign will make sure it continues. This controversy helps explain why successful business executives don't win the presidency, not since Herbert Hoover anyway. Great managers are rarely great candidates because they're used to being accountable only to partners and investors. Politically, Romney is in a bind. Economically, the nation is in a bigger bind because outsourcing by Bain capital firms, well, that's just a symptom of America becoming less competitive. A lot of voters want to believe the slogan in the Obama ads that Romney isn't the solution, he's the problem. But ultimately, people will have to wonder, is a man worth hundreds of millions, who's given tens of millions to charity, who left his business to save the Olympics and run for office, is he running for president because he's greedy, that he wants to see American jobs go overseas? I don't think this controversy will end with Mitt Romney looking like Gordon Gekko of Wall Street.
What about the charges that Romney's then leveled against President Obama?
Well, I think they're kind of pathetic. What he's claiming is favors for Obama contributors. There's no proof whatsoever of that. No Republican in Washington has ever accused Obama of this kind of thing. I mean, Mitch McConnell never accused him of it. John Boehner never accused him of it. All of a sudden, out of the clear blue, when he's under attack, Mitt Romney attacks the president.
They'll keep exchanging accusations through the debates and all the rest, and that's politics as usual. But ultimately, people will ask, who will better rejuvenate the economy?
Okay, and so we'll listen to these debates and we'll continue to analyze the comments throughout the campaign. I want to say Republican Todd Domke and Democrat Dan Payne, thanks very much for being with us this morning.
Good to be with you.
My pleasure.